When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice, but you got a mandate. Get it on and welcome to Castrol CarCast. Brought to you by Castrol and Geico. Go and Wrangler, and we'll get into all that in a couple of few. I'm Adam Kroll. That's Matt the Motorator DeAndrea over there.
Hello.
So much to get into.
Yeah, I'm excited. We got a big show this weekend.
Yeah, so as you hear this, tomorrow, Sunday, the 10th, we'll be at the Peterson Automotive Museum. Tickets are spoken for the ACS podcast, and they're also about done with the uppity screening. But we have plenty of tickets because we're out in the great outdoors, basically, for the car cast and the car show. And you can bring your car out. You can bring your kids out. You can bring yourself out and hang out. Danny Trejo's going to be there, and Jay Leno's going to be there, and who else is going to be there?
Mike Brewer from Wheeler Dealers. He's bringing his he's bringing a 911. Chris Jacobs from Motor Trend Velocity. He's bringing a Mopar. Goldberg's coming out with maybe his Red Eye or something. Jeff Dunham, I think he's bringing a Ford GT, brand new Ford GT. So we might have two of those there, possibly even more than two.
I'm doing a special display with the Hino and the BRE 510, which has cost me a lot of money, and I'm already angry. But we're going to do a very unique and special display.
We'll bring the Porsche out there, the 935.
Of the Hino Transporter, the actual BRE Hino Transporter, and then BRE 510 that wasn't in the Transporter. It was the Roadster, but I think people like the BRE 510.
I'm gonna bring the M3. Give it a nice bath.
Yeah, it's turning into a classic. And also, moonroof delete.
I'm gonna drive up my bring a trailer value.
Moonroof delete, cloth inserts, and a 6-speed manual. Just as the Ace Man ordered it in 2003.
That's one. 2001. It's the first year E46. Guess how many miles are on the car?
How many?
25,000.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know.
In 18 years.
You're not going to find those things with a moonroof delete.
They all had a moonroof delete. They're rare.
And you're not going to find them with the cloth inserts. You will find the 6-speed, but I don't know that you're going to find the delete, the 6-speed, and the cloth inserts almost anywhere.
Well, then you had a built motor and a blower and Brembos and HREs, and that's it.
Let me tell you about Zybar. Better engine performance, horsepower, fuel economy, lower underhood temperatures. Zybar is an ultra-thin, high-performance coating. Reduces radiant heat by 90%. You put Zybar on, you take heat off. That's how you do it. You learn more at Zycoat.com. Great product. Okay, so all the guys are going to be there. Leno's bringing a Jensen. What did I tell you he was bringing? An X? God damn it.
Something 8, CV8, V something 8.
Yeah, I said...
I want to say there's a V and there's an 8 involved.
Yeah, I don't think it's a V8, but it's a something 8, like an X8 like or something, 86. Like an X86 or something. Jensen. I said to him, I talked to him the other day. Jensen. I said, well, what are you going to bring, Jay? I'm going to bring the Jensen. And then I said, what do you bring, an Interceptor? And then he did the condescending noise.
No. He knew you didn't know what he was talking right. about. Because like, nobody in the world knows.
Nobody knows. Him. There's one Jensen. There's an Interceptor, and they also made like a Jensen two-seater kind of...
I don't know what it's called.
Spider, Sport Coupe.
Yeah.
They made a Jensen look like a Triumph, you know, TR something.
Yeah.
You know,
why did he pick this, I wonder?
I think it's new. You've never
like
seen...
Like new to his collection.
No, it's brand... No, yeah, it's new to his collection.
Not like... You didn't see it there getting restored.
You think he just acquired it. It's a... Well, Max Pata. The Jensen Interceptor is probably from like... 69, 68 to 72 or 71 or something like that or something. This is the Jensen before that, and it's called like an 86 or an X80 or something like that. I was telling Matt, I've never heard of
it. Like CV-8 or something.
Something. I don't know this
Jensen. C-V8?
Ooh.
C-V8?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have that. That's
so I got the dash wrong.
Whatever you guys are saying.
Yeah, so...
Because it's kind of a long nose front engine deal, but goofy looking headlights, goofy looking eyes in the front.
I don't even know what the Jensen's not around anymore, are they?
No.
And Jensen? No. Did Jensen have like a Chrysler power plant or something? Like, what's a Jensen Interceptor have? Like a Rover V8 or something?
I honestly don't know. Not a huge Jensen.
Nobody knows anything.
Jensen dissolved in 2011.
Really?
Wow.
I didn't think it was that. Yeah. You would have said 60, you know, 81, I would have been like, sure. I wouldn't have known.
I think it was a long decline, though, because they ceased trading in 76. Then they started resuming back in 98.
See if you can find it. So anyway, Leno's bringing this Jensen that I've never seen before, unless I see it and go, oh, that one, except for I don't think I'm going to say that. And he was insulted that I suggested that he was bringing an Interceptor, which he doesn't. He doesn't have a Jensen Interceptor because I've never seen a Jensen Interceptor. And Max Pat has got the name of the goddamn thing, so we should see a picture of it any second.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what it is.
That top monitor, I don't think is
off. Oh, it's off. And I want to see... I've never seen a Jensen at his shop. Now, if Jay were here and I said, I've never seen a Jensen at your shop, he'd go... And I'd go, what? Really? 3 years? And he'd go, yeah, but not. And I'd go, Bernard's been working on it for 3 years? Yeah, he ruined it.
Your version of him is like the parrots in the Peanuts cartoons.
I tell you, man, I called him the other day. Oh.
See?
Give me a nice big shiny picture of that thing. Now, let me tell you, let me describe this car. It's got, all right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's got the arches over it like a gull wing. Like over the fenders.
Over the
fenders,
like the eyebrows. Edge,
the brows over that. Yeah. Find a red one and blow it up. Would you, Max Patton? Stop wasting my time. For the love of Christ. It's got a front end, an intake, just like a Quiz U, Matt.
Yeah.
A Ferrari.
Oh, you were looking for an answer.
A...
Did you say
Ferrari Super America?
Okay, I was thinking a little older school Aston Martin-ish, but
smaller, but it's got the bezel around it. It's got the twin headlights like the Ferrari 2+2 or the one you don't want. Also a little like a Citroën, I think. I think a Citroën has those kind of headlights. And it's got an overall sort of Aston Martin-y shape, like from the 50s, 60s, or whatever.
Right,
it's
but the proportions are off a little bit.
It's a very unique piece. I've never seen one of these cars in person.
You're going to see one on Sunday.
What was the power plant on the Jensen Interceptor and this thing? And Jensen, where was the crank so full front?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be super chatty.
He'll be, and by the way, if I say, Jay, what to have? Like a Chrysler 440? He'll go, no, it's Chrysler.
It's a 340.
It's a 440.
Yeah, it's definitely not a 440. I mean, you're insane thinking for it. It's a 340.
So there's going to be some unique stuff out there. We're going to bring the Porsche. Yeah. Next,
so,
Ben.
So the CV8 is 6-liter American Chrysler V8. So that's probably why.
Now, damn, this is a crazy one.
Yeah, what about that? Wow.
I knew a little more about Jensen's than I thought.
Yes, you did.
And then the Interceptor is what replaced it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, don't insult Mr. Leno's intelligence by suggesting he may have even toyed with the notion of bringing an Interceptor.
Yeah.
The Interceptor is one of those things where it's like the back end's a little bulbous, but the front end is kind of cool, but the rims are a little weird.
Let's see an Interceptor.
Oh, man. Sad that you... It.
Yeah.
Yeah? Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was weird with sort of the bubble back.
Yeah.
Thing.
Jensen doesn't do a good job with the rims because this one's got the same bad rims. And they do this thing. It's an interesting thing. You tell me. Ferrari would like to fill up their wheel wells with like lots of dish. English cars like Jensen, like Jaguar, you see the saloon Jaguars especially, and even the XKs. And the, Aston Martin, they had their fenders like balloon out
you'd see it today and be like, they need wheel spacers. Like they all got to get pushed out a little bit to get a little more flush with the fender.
It's a weird English trait, which is too much fender for the tire.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
Yeah. Although that hood is set back about 8 inches.
I wonder if it rains too much there and that's why they did it.
Oh, because splash.
It's like a version of
mud flaps.
So you take a look at a 427 Cobra.
Yeah.
And you look at like the rear fender and it's like all filled out.
It's all filled.
And you take a look at a Lamborghini Miura SV and it's like all filled out. And then you take a look at an Aston Martin DB5 and it's like the fender just keeps going and the
E-type.
Tire's like way in. Right.
Yeah. And it's funny though when you see like the E-types run the Goodwood Revival. And they look kind of funny because it looks like there's so – like when they get into a turn, there's a lot of body roll. It looks like the fender is like going way too far to the ground because the wheels are so pushed in.
But in full race trim, they correct that quite a bit by putting a much meatier, dishier rim.
You got to try to move them out. It's interesting that they do that. So
in full race trim, they're fine because they are pushed out and they are filled up. In non-race trim, they're way in. So Aston Martin, early Aston Martin would do that. Jag would do it. Jensen would do it. Like it's must be a sort of trait, a sort of English aesthetic trait.
Not all the race
no
cars.
Dish.
I'm thinking of the Jags because I remember
seeing
the
saloons.
Some of the
saloons
cars
are no. I mean, you're right with the saloons, but with the E-types, they move them out.
They
bulk them up.
So we're going to have that with Leno coming out to the show. And then on the way here, I was on the phone with the guys from Galpin and working with the guys from Steeda, do the Mustang tuning. And at the LA Auto Show, Galpin and Steeda showed a new Mustang Bullitt, but it was the Chad McQueen version that they're doing. So it's like 700 and something horsepower, supercharged. Bigger lip, more aggressive, custom wheels, and it's sort of their modern interpretation of a Mustang Bullitt. And there's only one built, and Bo Bachmann owns it. And I think we're going to get it out there.
Goddamn Chad McQueen. That guy's been hammering checks on the McQueen end.
Yeah.
You think Sonny's going to be sitting around all bloated with sunglasses on one day going, my dad, Adam, he was a blowhard. Oh, yeah. He didn't take no lip from nobody.
That's right.
Now give me some money.
When
if
you're
he
gone,
were here right now.
We're going to do the Adam Carolla edition.
This Prius
car
is set up just the way my dad would have set it up. I had no input on it. We dropped it off at Strope's place and he lowered it. Anyway, my dad was a blowhard. He invented podcasting. Oh. Yeah.
It's just all downhill for Sonny.
Yeah.
No, he's never going to do that. Sonny's the good
put
kid.
Put sunglasses on, just be sitting back and riding on the Corolla name. Later on, I'm going to auction off his microphone. He used to blow hard in that microphone all day long.
Yeah, miss that guy.
Yeah.
Miss him. Yeah, so Adam, maybe we'll have that car out there too, hopefully.
Oh, really? And so it's all done in the bullet green and everything?
Yeah, and they're going to make, like, you can buy them, you know, it's Galpin and the guys, right. So you can buy them as packages, but they did the one, even the supercharger's done in the same Highland green. It's all,
ooh,
yeah, it's kind of cool.
I'm into it. And, so that'll be cool.
So the guys at Galpin are out of town this weekend. They're, like, racing in Sonoma, and they're trying to figure out how to get the car there, and so there's some logistics happening, but we'd like to see it.
Well, my 935 be there.
That's going to be good.
The Jensen, some Ford GTs. Lots of good stuff. Lots of cool people, cool cars.
I heard your 510's coming, too.
510's coming. It's
going to
be
on
in the Hino.
In the Hino. Oh,
in the Hino on display.
It's going to be poking its head out.
Oh, that's
going to be like turtling out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what all the welding and aluminum welding is going on back there. So I'm doing a really cool display with that.
Oh, I just saw Jose and Sean are having a welding competition right now.
I know.
They're seeing who's the better welder, because Sean claims he's a better welder, but he's not a certified welder. Jose is a certified welder. Sean's laying down the gauntlet. So these guys are beating the hell out of.
And if you want to see how the sausage is made, but I always say that's so weird and homoerotic. How the fudge is packed, because kids love fudge, and that's, you know, people like seeing fudge being put away and stuff like that. If you want to see how the fudge is packed, I don't know why you're laughing.
Wait, kids like to see fudge being put away?
Well, what I'm saying is nobody wants to see sausage being made.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's also homoerotic. It's kind of weird and phallic and stuff, but fudge being packed into shipping containers.
Right.
And have a sample or whatever.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense.
Would you rather go on a tour of a fudge factory or a sausage factory?
As a no-brainer.
Fudge. All day, every day.
Yeah.
So, and again, there's homoerotic overtones. So, like,
the sausage factory
being made and everything. Yeah, like, you do that when you have, like, a frat party and just dudes show up. So, like, that's a sausage factory in
sausage
here.
Sausage party?
So, anyway, if you want to see how the fudge is packed, you come by, you can still have a few tickets left for the tour.
Yeah.
Take a tour with me Sunday morning. Matt will be there as well. Give you a tour of the whole facility, the museum.
Yes.
And then we will make our way into the back where you see how the fudge is packed, where you see all the aluminum and the welding and all the rigs and the tools, and you can see your Mustang that's been on my hoist for 4 years and all the project cars going on, the 280ZX that we're working on, and the 935 Apple replica car, and it's all back there.
You see how that's coming along. You see our storyboard. Is it a storyboard? Is it like a mood board?
It's a wish. It's like, it's a wish goal board.
Yeah.
You can see all that. So anyway, a few tickets left for that. I don't know. Where do you go? To our website for
AdamCarolla.com or Peterson.org.
So we'll be there
for that, and we're going to have the Porsche 35 here, so it's not going to be loaded up in advance. So if, let's say, you make it to this and you've got plans later in the afternoon and you miss the car show, but you're going to go see Uppity or something, you'll still see the Porsche here.
You come here, you can sit in it.
Oh, just up the game.
I just up the game.
The ante. And then you can help us load it in the trailer.
You actually can. All right. We got a really cool painting, and I'm kind of curious about that. First, let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure 3 times. Fool. Stronger against leading full synthetic. Against viscosity breakdown, as per the Kurt Orban test of 5W30 viscosity grades. I bet Lake Speed knows all about Kurt.
I bet he knows.
He's got Kurt on speed dial.
Yeah.
Castrol Edge, formulated in ways to exceed the toughest industry standard. Castrol Edge.
We're going to do some judging, give out some awards. You want to hear about those real quick?
I'll
tell you. We're going to do a People's Choice Award. So I think as you're rolling in your show cars, I think you'll get like a ballot and you can vote on everybody else's cars. We'll have an award for that. And we're going to do a best of show, an overall winner. And then we'll do my pick and we'll do Adam's pick. And then I just found out that our friends at Brembo have sent over a cool gift pack. You're going to get Brembo books, Brembo backpacks, posters, and a nice gift pack for them, all Brembo brake stuff. And then I guess we'll do People's Choice and Best of Show will each get a $300 gift card to Holly. Holly Group now owns MSD and Hooker Headers. They own every product in the world. So any car you can imagine will be able to get something. You need carburetor, fuel injection, spark plugs, exhaust. Those guys are going to send over some gift cards for those categories.
I'm going to give mine in advance.
Okay.
To Jay Leno.
The Tilton Award? Are you going to find the Tilton Award?
The Mac Tilton Hard Charger Award? Yeah, I won that badass.
From like a decade ago?
I get $100 off any Tilton product. Yeah. I can buy a third of an aluminum flywheel.
It'd be nice if those gift cards earned interest over the years.
I don't know where they are. Hey.
Where's your cool shirt, too?
Oh.
Where's the cool shirt for the Trans Am for like cool move of the race?
Mm.
It was the passing at the end, I think. Or it might have been the spin out in practice. I'm not sure. But it was a cool move of the race.
Yes, I'm owed $100 worth of Tilton product for my Hard Charger Award. Yeah. The Hard Charger Award, I think I was driving the BRE 510. I know I was at Fontana. I know I was there driving in a group of like 45 or 50 cars, and I didn't show up for qualifying or whatever, but I went from like 47th to like 19th or something like that. And so yeah. I ended up getting the Hard Charger Award for like passing 28
That's
cars
good.
Or yeah. 22 cars or whatever it was. Yeah. But I don't know where that gift certificate is, and it's been a number of years. And I never did get my cool move yeah. as a professional Trans Am race. What about what about the word professional, fellas?
Yeah.
Who's not being professional?
Who's in charge of the cool shirt
I got
stuff.
My cool shirt move, and I never got the cool shirt. We got a lobby for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one they gave you that you were holding was just for show.
And then they took it back?
Take it back. We're gonna engrave your name it or something.
It's an interesting move. I don't think it would work with sandwiches, you know? Here's a meatball sub. Oh, no. This one's not, but we're just going to grab you another one. You wouldn't leave. You wouldn't go, yeah, all right, I'll catch you. Yeah. Catch up to me. Like, you wouldn't
how
do that.
Do,
you'd be like,
do
I need my goddamn
awards.
Sub right now. Huh?
How they do Academy Awards? When you get the award, it's like the Emmys and stuff. Is your name on it, or do you got to send it back? Do they give you like the dummy one on stage and then you take the photos and then you don't get to bring it home?
How would I possibly know any of this stuff? I
was you did right on the Academy Awards.
I was there
you
sitting
were there.
Backstage for two of them. hey, who do you know? let me ask you guys if you know anyone with this kind of Renaissance range. Rode on two Academy Awards shows.
Mm-hmm.
And got the Mac Tilton Hard Charger 100% gift, $100 gift certificate, and the cool shirt move of the weekend. No human being has ever done those three things.
Yeah.
No.
Had I not known you, that I would say that person does not exist.
Yeah. It doesn't exist. It's one or the other. It's a short, stubby Jewish guy writes over here, or it's a dashing race car driver over there, but nobody covers that kind of ground, right?
Wait, now, what was the other award? Was it Emmy or Golden Globes that you wrote for with Jimmy? Because I remember we went to Coronado, and you had to actually leave early.
Oh.
And then called Sunday while we were still there, and you're like, yeah, what's going on with this car? We were looking for a Newman car in the paddock, and we're like, did we find it? Did we talk to the guy? And I was like, yeah, we found it. We talked to the guy. And you were literally there. You were like in the bathroom at the award ceremony, like taking
Who
a lead.
Who do you know left Vintage Race in Coronado? Yeah.
And called from the bathroom while Jimmy's on stage trying to get a secret phone call in to talk cars.
The Emmys, maybe.
I think it was Emmys.
It was the Emmys in 2012.
Yeah, it was Emmys.
I also... I did once. I think Jimmy hosted like the People's Choice or the Golden Globes or what'd he do before the Emmys? Like you work your way from the Emmys to Oscars. Anyway.
MTV Movie Awards?
No.
Do they even have writers?
I've done like the Blockbuster Movie Awards and stuff.
And look at them now.
Yeah. I was, somebody tweeted me like the last out of 9,000 franchises went under Australia the other day. But anyway, I was sitting backstage in like a little writer's, like they make a little triage center where they like hang Duvetine and they make a little tent city.
Okay.
And you sit back there in like folding chairs, like looking at monitors, and you're really close to the stage, and they don't want people to like open the stage curtain and see you sitting on a folding chair, like off to the left or whatever. So they like hang some black Duvetine, you know, and you sit in there. And you're just in between, like, oh, LL Cool J made a funny thing. Let's do a comeback, you know, like a quickie joke, you know, on the fly stuff. And I was sitting back there, and this is when I realized that Dick Clark had maybe lost a step. I was, like, just sitting back there in the folding chair. And I think, to be fair to Dick Clark, I think everyone, like, wears a tuxedo because it's just one of those everyone's no sweatpants kind of deals.
Right.
And I was just sitting back there, like, writing jokes. And it was like the middle of the show, and Dick Clark like came through the curtain, and he like pointed at me, and he goes, "Jimmy, get back out there." And I was like,
"Okay,
all right." I should have just ran out there.
You should have just went out there.
Yeah, not. It must have been. It wasn't the ESPYs. It was American Music Awards. 5 times.
So it says.
Okay, well then that was Dick Clark, American Music Awards. Anyway, so. Still some tickets left to the Garage Tour.
Mm-hmm.
No tickets for the pod. No tickets for Uppity, but plenty of tickets for the car show.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I'm glad everybody's coming out.
Me too.
Let me tell you guys about Wrangler real quick before we get on to the next thing. Everyone has a favorite pair of jeans that fit perfect and always look great. No one knows this better than Wrangler. This is your dress-up go-to, by the way, your jeans. It's the one time you wear jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you get your jeans on and you're fancy. Wrangler jeans, made for modern-day adventurers, whether you ride a bike, a bronc, or a skateboard, these are the jeans for you. They have classic and modern styles and a range of fits and a price that works for you as well. Plus, they have vintage re-releases. I like the vintage ones. Visit Wrangler.com and check out their great selection of jeans, shirts, pants, and outerwear for men and women. They have new styles, great fits, Wrangler, real comfortable jeans. Guys, check out Wrangler.com for that.
Yeah.
So we got this painting.
Yeah. Actually, I just set it down where I can't see it, so now I'm looking at it. It's a great painting by, Stuart Anstead.
Which he claims he's a distant relative of Ant Anstead from Wheeler Dealers.
Oh, okay. Ant, like, Anton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony, maybe.
Oh. Yeah, Anthony. Yeah, Ant. Yeah. Right.
When you're Italian, you just go by Tony.
He was on Antony. Wheeler Dealers.
Yeah, he is. No, Ed China was the first one.
Now he's on Wheeler Dealers. Ant, right. Yeah, he's good. I like that guy. And this guy made a beautiful acrylic painting.
Yeah, I don't see. He painted it. I don't know if this is a print or if this is a painting.
It is the Newman 935, which you guys are going to see in person on Sunday, or earlier on Sunday, which you're going to sit in if you want to. You're going to check that out. And he made a beautiful painting. We'll take a picture of it and put it up on.
He also made
carcastshow.com. Yeah,
he made these kind of vintage labels, right? This is Porsche, Adam Carolla, and Paul Newman Porsche 935 vintage labels. And this is designed to go around like a Mangria bottle. Like if you have your wine bottle, your 33 wine, before you put the label on it, you put that on there and you get your own special edition wine.
Wow. It's really nice.
Yeah. He did a really nice job on these.
Yeah. I don't know where we...
I don't know how you plug him, but people should go buy stuff from this guy.
Well,
because he's really good at it.
He's a great artist, and it's I don't know what the origins. I mean, I know what the origins. It's Newman at Le Mans, but there's a different. I don't know if there's an actual photograph that's Newman standing in front of the car that we're looking at the way we're looking at it, or not. But either way,
I think he combined two things. He's at Ant's. Ant Stewart Art.
You're looking at a POG.
Which he also made.
I love a creative guy. So that's Stewart Anstead. A-N-S-T-E-A-D. D.
AnstedArts.com. Go to AnstedArts.com.
Oh, I will this proudly is, display
these
that.
These are neat. These yeah. like
I shall, wine bottle I shall, labels. I shall display. All right. So who's bringing what? What do we know so far? Trejo Lowrider.
Trejo's Lowrider. And Jeff Dunham's bringing a Ford GT, I believe.
Right.
And then the Peterson Museum has the Heritage Edition Ford GT, the red and white.
Ah.
And they're going to have that up there. I think we're going to kind of do like a side-by-side with your 935. So we'll do like the two Le Mans, the real Le Mans car and the Le Mans Heritage car. Our buddy Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos' husband, she's going to be out South by Southwest. And he said, hey, can I bring my Trans Am? My
right.
Smokey and the Bandit? I was like, sure, bring that baby over here.
Yeah.
That thing's cool. I think Mike Brewer from Wheeler Dealers has got a Porsche.
I think it's an SC. I think it's an SC, but I don't know. I can't quite recall if it's an SC or not. I think he said it was like a 79 or something like that, which probably would have made it an SC. So he's bringing that, and we don't know what Chris is bringing, or do we know?
I want to say GTX.
Mopari?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to be surprised.
It's going to be good, but I really want to see what everybody else is bringing. It'll be nice to kind of walk around and you know, have us sort of pick what we like, what are going to be our favorites. And
yeah.
And so I'm down. I'm down to see what everybody's driving.
Adam, I got a really great DJ coming to play music for the car show. It will be tailored to your taste.
Ooh.
So
is he out buying records right now?
Yeah, I know. We gave him a big list.
Like,
but if you have any requests, just let me know. And we'll do a car show with music that you actually like.
All right. Well, we'll also work in some jazz.
Cause, sure.
I don't want Leno being like, enough Grand Parker. All right. We got the ZZ Top guy over here. What about a little LaGrange?
Yeah. You might need to play one or two ZZ Top guys. It's going to be there.
The Tube Steak Boogie. I had it on the axe. It's all right.
I asked Billy Gibbons, I was like, are you bringing a car? He's like, I've already got a car in the museum. I was like, oh, that's a good point there, buddy. So I guess he's just kind of rolling into. Oh, Brad Fanshawe's coming up, and they're riding together. So they're.
Do you know? You know, I heard it on the X. It's ZZ Top's best song. I heard it on the X. You know that song?
I don't know that song.
Did people know the sort of sharp dressed man and all the hits? But
legs and
all that kind of stuff.
You know
but all that stuff. But they have some deeper cuts, which are better.
Yeah. Are you going to talk to Billy about it? Come on, Billy, play the good stuff.
Oh, they got the Tube Steak Boogie.
Yeah. LaGrange.
Oh, yeah.
Heard it on the X.
Do you remember back in 1966?
It's like a punk song.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, it's fast. It doesn't sound like Southern rock and maybe the twang of the guitar.
Max Pata, why do people argue with me about music? Why do they have the nerve to argue with me about music?
Yeah.
Why do they have the gall to argue with me about music? Turn it up.
Drum is working hard.
To the playlist, Max Zapata. Right.
Add that to the list.
Add it to your playlist, too, Loxie goes out there.
Yeah, your drummer's going to have to work hard.
That's a lot of requests. Yeah.
It's a good song, though. Yeah. Nobody knows
you didn't, if you didn't know Billy's voice, you wouldn't have thought that was
Closing my eyes, I would never think that was ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even tell you what when that was. Like, it's kind of
cool. You think that's 80s ZZ Top or 70s ZZ Top?
That's probably 70s ZZ Top. Yeah. And it's funny because it sounds like the band X. Now, the band X had a female lead singer.
Okay.
But Heard It on the X has the same kind of... if you play Once Over Twice by the band X, which should be on our playlist too because it's another kick-ass song, it's got the same tempo as Heard It on the X by ZZ Top, not the band X. So it's an interesting, I don't know, connection there.
Energy.
X and ZZ Top, not so far apart. And at a certain stage, you know, X is a LA-based punk rock run by this bitch named Hexene Cervantes, who's the meanest person I've ever interviewed.
but we can play our music at this at the car show.
And then ZZ Top seems a million miles away from K-rock punk LA. Yeah. But if you take those two songs and you sort of back them up against each other, they're almost the same song.
Yeah.
Just done by insanely different bands.
That was a cool
ZZ And Billy's Top really song. Nice, though.
Yeah.
Actually, heard it on... dig that ZZ Top song. Yes.
I love the drums in it. They're so good. So Heard It on the X is about Mexican radio stations that didn't have wattage limits.
Yep.
So they broadcasted it over to the United States, and they had no rules, so... Heard It on the X, all the crazy stuff that influenced ZZ Top, Heard It on the X.
Yeah, yeah. There's a John Hyatt song. There's a Mexican radio song. There's a lot of those songs because they didn't have to deal with the FCC or whatever it is. So they would just boost up their blower. And like 91X that I used to be on in San Diego, 91X had... in San Diego, obviously, next to the Mexican border, had their transmitter in, like, Mexico. So when you drove, when I drove through the canyons of L.A., when I'd be coming home from Loveline or whatever, or up at my house up in the hills, K-Rock, I couldn't get. 91X out of San Diego, I could hear clear as a bell. K-Rock was 4 miles away, and these guys were in Mexico, and it was clear as a bell because they didn't have the rules.
Right. That's why. So it wasn't like it's cheaper real estate putting the tower in Mexico. It was they get different rules. They don't have FCC rules, they can just crank it.
They don't have any rules. No rules. Yeah. You could.
They didn't even pay for that land.
91X could be heard in Los Angeles, but you couldn't hear K-Rock in like certain parts of Los Angeles, but you could hear 91X in there.
Yeah, there are still dead zones for K-Rock and all these.
Right.
LA
Everybody who worked the border has a tumor.
Right.
Because of that. The voltage coming out of that thing, the power coming out of that thing. Well, it's going to be good to see those guys up there. And I don't know why I always picture, it's just this funny thought in my head of, you know, Brad's like, I'm going to go pick up Billy. We've got a Cadillac SUV. And I just see like Billy sitting in the back seat with his head out the window, beard flopping in the wind like a dog, just on the way to the show, just happy going to a car show. But it should be fun to see those guys up there.
Let's put LaGrange on there too. And let's put Tube Steak Boogie on there just because the kids are going to be there and they're going to see how the fudge is packed and about the Tube Steak Boogie. Because they may get hungry.
They might.
You heard the Tube Steak Boogie?
No, actually.
You haven't heard the song?
All right.
You know that song?
Yeah, of course I know the song.
Everyone knows the
tube song. I'm a fan of ZZ Top.
I mean, I'm not even a fan of ZZ Top. I just know all their songs.
You know, I've also gone to a bunch of events with Billy, so I feel like I had a brush up.
On your tube steak boogie?
I played at SEMA last year, and I maybe played it, I don't know.
Yeah, he played SEMA, and he played Goodwood. Remember you and I went?
Oh, yeah. All right, let me tell you about Zycote, and you guys can find... LaGrange, you know LaGrange, Max?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what you know.
Well, you don't need to say it like that, yeah. Mr. Leno.
I know that was a little
yeah, I don't know anything, and now I know one thing. I'm like,
yeah, jeez.
Zycote, baby. DIY high-temp resin-based coating that reduces radiant heat by 90%, one-third of the cost of a ceramic coating. The tech was developed by aerospace industry, and... it's there to coat jet engines and get the temps way down. I mean, they exceed 1,800 degrees on those jet engines. Not an insulation. Special formula. Increase the rate of exhaust gases that pass through it, lowering the surface temps. Well, that's interesting. They just move it on, and it doesn't heat up as much.
Yeah.
Coat your headers, your manifold, exhaust system with Zybar. Increase horsepower and performance. CarCast listeners receive a 15% discount plus free shipping. All online orders, 15% discount and free shipping on all online orders. Just enter promo code CARCAST at Zycote.com. Tube snake, not tube steak.
Sorry. Yeah, tube steak is what they call hot dogs in Canada, I think.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I don't know that. Which is worse, tube steak or tube snake.
Well, let's hear it. It says tube steak.
It sounds like it.
I've got a gal, she lives on the block. She kind of funky with a pink and black sock. She likes a boogie. She do the tube steak boogie.
Well, there, put that on the list.
It's already on.
Put Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen and make sure I'm standing next to Lynette when the song comes on where I go, this song sucks.
Yeah, okay, any Beastie Boys song.
Christ, this is bad. Call this guy the boss?
Just roll a grenade right over to Lynette.
Jesus Christ. Born in the USA.
That's a bad song.
By the way, Glory Days. He can throw that speedball past you, boy. That song sucks, too. Like, it's way too much credit. He's way too beloved. Yeah, and we'll make sure there's a Beastie Boys song on there so I can also make fun
so
of
you can lose your shit. Yell at the DJ. Chris told me to play it.
I'll never get any work done.
Glory Day. It's like it's a bad song. I don't know. What the... All right, anyway.
All right. All right, before we wrap up, I can tell you guys about Geico. Mm. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off your dry cleaning. You pick up some milk. Now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list, and you don't have to pick up or drop off anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Be sure to check out geico.com.
All right. So you can check out live shows everywhere at adamcarolla.com. I'm coming to a town near you.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out Not Taco Bell Material. That's my stand-up special. You can get it at Chassis, where you guys know how to spell that one. And
on iTunes, by the way, I was just, as we're recording this, I was checking out iTunes this morning, and your comedy special is... number 16 film in the comedy category, and it's the only comedy special listed out of like the entire chart of 50.
number one in comedy specials.
Yes.
So thank you, guys.
That's good.
And I appreciate that.
I was reading the reviews, and people had nice things to say.
Thank
they
you.
They had a lot of fun.
For that, yeah.
It's on the front page of the iTunes movie.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's good. One of the top newsworthy.
Noteworthy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. We'll check that out, and then we'll see you live, and we'll see you tomorrow, Sunday, March 10th, at Walk Around the Peterson. Cool. And check out Shift and Steer.
Thanks.
And it's available on iTunes and Podcast One as well. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Matt, the motor writer, DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.